The Polish Pedal is on starting tomorrow, the 16th annual Polish Pedal, raising money for Diabetes Australia. Guy Barnett, the Liberal Member for Lyons, has been involved in it since day one. It's his 16th ride, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Guy.
Yes, g'day, Martin. Hello, listeners.
Look, I hope the weather's better for you tomorrow than it is today. I'm sure it will be. But 16 years you've been doing this. How did it all come about?
Well, it's just something that I worked on with Diabetes Tasmania. I've obviously got type 1 diabetes. I love helping and supporting people with diabetes and their families. We've got over 35,000 in Tasmania. More than 3,000 of those are type 1 diabetes, so lots of kids involved there, and of course now adults, people like myself and others. So I just love helping people with diabetes, and we thought it'd be a great cause, and we've been doing it for 16 years. We launched in Burnie 2006. It's for 3 days, raising awareness and money for people with diabetes in Tasmania.
How many premiers in all that time? There'd be a few, I think, wouldn't there?
I think so. I haven't counted them.
Yeah, have you been able to con them all into having a ride?
Look, not all of them, but we've had wonderful support across the political divide over all those years, Labor, Green, Liberal, all sorts of colours and persuasions, Independent, and this year Ivan Dean, MLC, who's 74, nearly 75, great credit to him, he's joining the Poly Pedal starting tomorrow, so huge effort. Senator Wendy Askew, Liberal Senator for Tassie, she's sponsoring her niece and her great-niece as well, who's got type 1 diabetes, so there's lots of support out there.
For people like me that don't know the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes, how are they defined, Guy?
Yes, good question. Type 2, that's the majority, so 90% of all diabetes is type 2. There's also gestational diabetes, so women are having a baby. They can get diabetes. People with type 1, their pancreas doesn't work, so you need insulin each and every day. So I used to have 5 injections a day. I now use an insulin pump, so technology is improving. And the symptoms are the same, of course, so insatiable thirst, going to the toilet, getting tired when your blood sugars go high. So the challenge every day is to try and manage your blood sugars, to keep it in the zone where you want it to be, and the insulin transforms the energy or the carbohydrate that you eat into energy. So that's how it works.
I like the idea of a pump. I fell off my motorbike and broke my pelvis in November, and I was on crutches for 6 weeks, and I had to inject myself with a thing called Clexane, which is an anti-blood thinning, because I was so dormant. And I thought to myself, geez, diabetics have to do this every day, but pumps are taking over from that now, are they?
Well, pumps are certainly, for some people with diabetes, is the right thing. You've got to get medical advice and suggestions and recommendations. But for some people, yes, it's absolutely wonderful. You still need to check your blood sugars with a little finger prick to get a little bit of blood there. And I do that, 6 to 10 times a day. The technology's improving for sure. And fundraising is important to help with not just the research, but to help support kids with type 1 and others to live healthy, active lifestyles if you've got type 2.
And I guess, like so many other conditions, early diagnosis is always a big thing to have. You've raised nearly $750,000 in those 16 years. This year, and the course changes every year, you're heading from St Helens on the east coast down to Richmond, so that's about 250 km. It looks downhill on the map, Guy, but I'm pretty sure it isn't.
Yeah, it's all downhill from St Helens, but we kick off at the school, St Helens District School. We go to St Mary's District School, catch up with all the kids, talk about the importance of healthy, active lifestyles. We have the challenge of St Mary's Pass and obviously Elephant Pass, and then down the coast to Bishanoe and through down to Swansea and Orford and Tribunna and back through to Buckland and to Richmond. So over those 3 days, and today we've actually got this optional extra, and there's half a dozen of us riding to Launceston and through to St Helens, so we're halfway there at the moment. We're in Derby.
Okay, I'll appreciate you taking the time out to have a chat to me. So, obviously, you won't be coming anywhere near us at this time. For people from the northwest coast, unless they're heading down the east coast over the weekend, how can they support the event?
Well, go to Diabetes Australia Tasmania website and throw in a donation. That'd be fantastic. Or make contact with Diabetes Tasmania. You've got my Facebook page as well. We really appreciate the fundraising. We hit a record this year. We've raised over 60,000 already. It's fantastic, and we want to make this the best ever. and it's shaping up to be. So far, we've got 30 riders, so we're absolutely wrapped and appreciate. I've just been stopped by some wonderful older ladies in Scottsdale. They said, oh, diabetes, can I give you support? And they've just made a donation. So we're absolutely wrapped, getting support along the way. And wherever it comes from, we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's become a regular thing on our calendar now every year, the annual Poly Pedal. Diabetestaz.org.au is the website where you can donate. Good luck with it, Guy. Hopefully you don't get any punctures enjoy the next few days. But again, congratulations on what you and all the other politicians do for Diabetes Tasmania. I'm sure they appreciate it.
No worries at all. It's a great cause. Thanks again.